Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There are certain things in Scripture, and for lack of a better way of explaining them, I'm going to call them elements. All you chemists out there, let it go. I know they're not elements. But three prominent ones that are repeated often are light, leaven, and salt. And Jesus uses at various times each one of those to give us an understanding of God's interaction in our lives and how that interaction is transformative, and how when we allow ourselves to be enveloped in that presence, we are no longer the same person we started off as. And I want to break down each one of those. In fact, a little side note, one of my professors, those many years ago, actually wrote a book that was titled Salt, Leaven, and Light, because it's so fundamental to our understanding of God's interaction in our life. Salt. Salt is something, if you've got a little bit of high blood pressure, your doctor goes out of his way or her way to tell you, cut back, don't have too much of it. And we recognize salt as a seasoning, a flavor enhancer. But salt in the ancient world was so much more than that. It was the refrigeration of the day. It was a preservative that allowed people to store food for times of difficulty, but also for times out of season. Salt helped the people to live. And for us, even today, we can look at God's presence as salt and recognize that Jesus and his presence seasons our lives, allows us to be enhanced, to find the depth of what we are created as and allow it to be that much more. And the salt that is Jesus' presence is also a preservative, because his presence is one that is sustaining and protective of us. It's one that, as we know, offers us life. Leaven. Leaven is the thing that takes something that is flat, dough, and allows it to expand, to become bigger than it is on its own. The yeast that we add to a measure of dough. And each one of us, when we allow the love of Christ to leaven us, we can be bigger than we are on our own. We can do things that on our own we are incapable of. We can model the love that God shares with us to one another. We become more forgiving, more understanding, more compassionate, more loving. But it takes that leavening presence of Christ to allow that to happen. And light. Light that alleviates the darkness, that removes those preconceived notions, those prejudices that we all have. And when we live in Christ's light, we begin to see things not as we think they are or perceive them to be, but much more as they truly are. The love of Christ allows us to recognize goodness when the rest of the world sees evil. The light of Christ allows us to see suffering and helps to point us towards alleviating it. And the love of Christ does something else that we often don't want to recognize. It shines a light back on us and allows us to see where perhaps we are a bit broken, where we are falling into the pit that is sin. And when we allow that light to shine upon us, it is only then that we can be converted, that we can repent and change. Because Christ and his light are the microscope that allows us to see our faults. But there's another part of the light too. And that is in recognizing that that light already knows we have faults, already knows we're broken, and loves us in spite of that. Jesus in this gospel referred to himself as light and said people preferred the darkness. Let's make sure we don't prefer the darkness. Let's step into that light and allow that light to change us.